KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, the Atlantic School Board last night approved the hiring of Fort Madison Activities Director Andrew Mitchell as Assistant High School Principal and Athletic Director for the Atlantic School District. Superintendent Steve Barber made the recommendation for the board to approve Mitchell to succeed Matt Alexander, who accepted a position as superintendent at the OABCIG School District. Barber said Mitchell has been the AD at Fort Madison for the past 5 years.
Prior to these experiences, he served in Illinois as a principal and also a similar position that I'm recommending him for as an assistant principal and AD for two different districts. Mr. Mitchell impressed our interview teams with his authenticity and passion for kids and positive relationships, his experiences with the finance and management of activities in the 3A, 4A school will benefit us in the transition as we look for great individuals to lead at the high school and our activity programs.
Barber said Mitchell will work closely with Alexander during the transition phase. In Major League Baseball yesterday, solo homers by Hernan Perez and Eric Thames helped the Brewers build an early 3-0 lead, and they win 3-2 yesterday in St. Louis. Matt Albers stranded two runners to pick up the save after Tommy Pham homered off Josh Hader to get the Cardinals within a run late in that contest. That was a game heard here on KJAN. Elsewhere in the National League, Atlanta beat Washington in 12 innings, 5-3. It was Colorado over San Diego, 6-4. Arizona beat San Francisco, 7-3. Philadelphia over Cincinnati in 12 innings, 4-3. Mets over Miami, 4-1. Chicago over Pittsburgh, 13-5. Kyle Seager hit a go-ahead homer with two out in the eighth inning in the Mariners' 4-3 win in Kansas City. Seager also drove in a run with a sacrifice fly to help Seattle finish 4-3 on their road trip. In other American League action, it was Minnesota beating Houston 9-8. Chicago beat Tampa Bay 2-1. Cleveland over Detroit 5-1. Baltimore beat Toronto 5-3. New York over Boston 10-7. L.A. beat Texas 7-2 in AL play. In interleague action, it was Oakland over the L.A. Dodgers 16-6. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Nashville 6-0 winners over the Iowa Cubs. Memphis beat Omaha 3-2. Well, the Major League All-Star Game will return to Los Angeles in 2020, 40 years after it was last held at Dodger Stadium. Commissioner Rob Manfred made the announcement from a platform in center field yesterday and said it's time for us to be back here. Dodgers president and CEO Stan Kasten said one of the reasons it's taken Los Angeles so long to win another All-Star bid was because of scheduling conflicts for other venues that will be used for the Fan Fest and related activities during the four-day event. Besides 1980, the only other time the game has been held in Los Angeles was 1959, but that was in the Coliseum. Also around baseball, Mets catcher Travis d'Arnaud is on the disabled list for the fifth straight year, this time with a partial tear of the ulnar collateral ligament in his right elbow. Surgery is possible and treatment will be determined in a few days. Catcher Miguel Montero has been designated for assignment by the Nationals after going 0-11 in four games this season. The Nationals also reinstated catcher Matt Wieters from the 10-day disabled list, put left fielder Adam Eaton on the disabled list, and selected the contract of outfielder Moises Sierra. Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina served his one-game suspension Wednesday after dropping his appeal. Molina was penalized for making contact with plate umpire Tim Timmons during an altercation with Diamondbacks manager Torey Lovullo on Sunday. The Padres have placed outfielder Manuel Margot on the 10-day disabled list with bruised ribs. Margot left the ninth inning on Tuesday after being hit by a fastball from Colorado reliever Scott Oberg. In college baseball news, the schedule for this weekend's baseball series between Nebraska and Iowa has been changed due to the impending weather. The two teams will play a Friday doubleheader in Lincoln beginning at 2:05. Now, the day and start time for Game 3 will be determined based on the weekend forecast. In basketball news, former Iowa basketball superstar Matt Gatens is joining the staff at Drake University. He'll be part of new Drake men's basketball coach Darian DeVries' staff. He'll serve as the director of basketball operations. Gatens spent the last year on Bruce Pearl's staff in Auburn. At Iowa, Gatens was a four-year starter from 2008 to 2012. He's the sixth highest scoring player in Hawkeye basketball history. He finished his career with 1,635 points. Associated Press men's basketball, college basketball player of the year, Jalen Brunson, has declared for the NBA draft after winning two national titles in three seasons at Villanova. Brunson averaged almost 19 points and 4.5 assists per game in 40 games for the Wildcats this season. Also in college basketball news, guard Bryce Brown has joined a list of Auburn players considering entering the NBA draft. The first-team All-SEC performer announced his decision to go through the evaluation process Wednesday, but says he's not planning to hire an agent. Shaheen Holloway has been named the basketball coach at St. Peter's University. He replaces John Dunn, who left after 12 seasons to take the coaching job at Marist. Southwestern Community College in Creston has another basketball coach to search for this week. A day after head men's basketball coach Todd Lorenzen announced he was leaving to become the head coach at Buena Vista University, women's head basketball coach Ade Houston has resigned. Houston is leaving to take the head assistant coach position at Northwest Missouri State in Maryville, which is his alma mater. Houston was head coach at Southwestern for five seasons, beginning in March of 2013. His most successful season leading the team was in 2016-17, when the Spartans went 17-15. They had a record of 8-22 this past season. Southwestern Dean of Students Beth Kulo said the college hopes to have a new head coach in place promptly. The Spartans will also be looking for a new assistant women's basketball coach after Morgan Knorr left the position last week to pursue other interests. Well, the NBA season came to a close last night. The final night of regular season play saw Minnesota beat Denver in overtime, 112-106. Detroit over Chicago, 119-87. The New York Knicks beat Cleveland, 110-98. Miami needed overtime to beat Toronto, 116-109. Philadelphia clobbered Milwaukee, 130-95. New Orleans over San Antonio, 122-98. Oklahoma City outscored Memphis, 137-123. Orlando over Washington, 101-92. Boston beat Brooklyn, 110-97. Sacramento, 96-83 winners over Houston. The L.A. Lakers beat the L.A. Clippers, 115-100. And Portland over Utah, 102-93. The Pittsburgh Penguins opened their Stanley Cup playoff schedule by blasting the Philadelphia Flyers. Sidney Crosby scored the last three goals, and Matt Murray stopped 24 shots, and the Pens crushed the Flyers 7-0 in Pittsburgh. It was the third career playoff hat trick for the Penguins captain and his first since 2013 against Ottawa. Game two is set for Friday in Pittsburgh. Also in Stanley Cup playoff openers yesterday, the Vegas Golden Knights opened their first playoff series, beating the Kings 1-0 as Marc-Andre Fleury turned back 30 shots for his 11th career postseason shutout. Defenseman Joe Morrow scored the tie-breaking goal with 7:13 remaining to complete Winnipeg's third period rally in a 3-2 decision over Minnesota last night. And in racing news, NASCAR has suspended Hendrick Motorsports crew chief Alan Gustafson for two races. That penalty comes after Chase Elliott's car was found to have an illegal rear window during the Cup race at Texas Motor Speedway last weekend. Elliott was docked 20 points and Gustafson was fined $50,000. Hendrick Motorsports will not appeal that penalty. Former Casey Kane crew chief Kenny Francis will fill in the interim for Elliott. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.